One of the results of same-sex marriage being forced on we the people by judicial fiat, no less, is that if you disagree with it, then the forces of tolerance could come down hard on you. Consider the case of Sweet Cakes by Melissa in Gresham, Oregon. A case, by the way, that was in the works before the Supreme Court's ruling last June. To discuss this case and some draconian rulings against Sweet Cakes is Kelsey Harkness. Kelsey Harkness is a news producer of the Daily Signal for the Heritage Foundation. For Vocal Point, I'm Jerry Newcomb. And Kelsey, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Jerry, for having me.
Sure. All right, before we get into the latest on Sweet Cakes by Melissa, for those not familiar with the story, please tell us what happened.
So Aaron and Melissa Klein are the owners of Sweet Cakes by Melissa in Gresham, Oregon. And what happened is, before same-sex marriage was even legalized in Oregon, a lesbian couple came in and asked them to make them a cake for their same-sex wedding ceremony. And the clients said, "No, we don't do cakes for same-sex weddings," or at the time, civil ceremonies. The client thought that was the end of the conversation. They would go find another bakery. Next thing they know, they receive a complaint that they had discriminated against this couple based on their sexual orientation. Fast forward about 2 years. This lawsuit's actually been going on for about 3 years now. The clients were told they have to pay $135,000 to this couple for discriminating against them based on emotional, physical, and psychological damages they caused. So now the clients are appealing that decision, and they really just believe that they were wrongfully accused of discriminating because they were just abiding by and living out their religious beliefs in their workplace.
Mm-hmm. And in fact, as I understand it, this was even a repeat customer. It's not like they discriminated against anybody that would come in. What they've discriminated against, and they would do it to this day, is the actual, same-sex union, because they don't believe that's correct. They don't think that's right. But it's not like they're discriminating against the people per se. Does that make sense, Kelsey?
It makes perfect sense, because the facts of the case, you can read it in the court documents, is that Aaron and Melissa Klein have served this couple in the past.
Right.
For different occasions. So, you know, you can say that it's not that Aaron and Melissa refuse to make a cake for somebody because you're gay or you're a lesbian. They refuse to make a cake for what they believe is a religious ceremony. So they would serve them for, you know, birthdays and other types of celebrations. They just say, for this one event, we cannot make you a cake.
All right. Now, I've had the privilege of talking with them. I spoke with them last year, interviewed them on TV, and then we did the same about a month ago. And they told me that the $135,000 breaks down this way: $75,000 for one of the persons and $60,000 for the other person. And the reason the one charged $75,000 is that they met her. She's the one who actually came in the store. They turned her down. Aaron turned her down to her face. The other one had $15,000 less of a fine because she didn't even step foot into the store.
Exactly. And if you actually read, we have it published on dailysignal.com. If you actually read the documents of what the alleged damages that they caused by simply saying, we're not going to bake you a cake, they're very serious charges.
Yeah.
One of the girls alleges that she felt like she was mentally raped. They say they're depressed. They lose their appetite, but then they gain weight. They started their smoking habits again. I mean, they're very serious damages that they're alleging, and the clients really believe that the way they're feeling is so beyond them, and they're really not responsible. The clients have sympathy for this couple. The clients are not out to get them, and I think that from my conversations I've had with them, they understand that they probably face some hardships in their life, but they really believe that, you know, these damages that they're alleging were not caused by them, and they should not be held responsible for it.
You gave the website. You said dailysignal.com. Is there a "the" before daily in the website name?
In the website, you can just type in dailysignal.com.
Okay, good. All right. Now, I understand that the bureaucrats in Oregon that are going after the Kleins that have actually levied this fine and so forth. They're talking about the possibility of seizing their assets to force them to pay, even while this case is in appeals, or, you know, in the process of being appealed. Is that true?
Yes. So the legal system that this case is going through is actually fascinating. It's one of, you know, the most interesting learning processes that I've gone through in covering any case like this before. It started in what's called an administrative law system in the Oregon Bureau of Labor and Industries. And it's being prosecuted by lawyers who work for this case, who work for this agency. It is being heard before a judge who works for this agency, and this judge is appointed by Brad Avakian, who is the commissioner of this agency. So Brad Avakian is an elected official in Oregon, and he aligns himself with certain organizations. He attended galas with the Basic Human Rights Oregon group, which is an LGBT activist group. So it's very clear that the people who are prosecuting this case and hearing the case, they are aligned with the LGBT community, which, you know, there's nothing wrong with it except for the fact that the Kleins are supposed to be entitled to a fair trial.
Yeah.
And in the administrative law system, it allows for that. So the Kleins are actually appealing now. They were told that they have to put the $135,000 in some sort of bond or get an irrevocable line of credit. And Aaron told me that they're not doing that right now. They might change their mind, but right now they haven't done that yet because, you know, getting, for example, an irrevocable line of credit, Aaron said, will cost him $7,000 on top of the $135,000, and that $7,000 he'll never get back. So he doesn't believe he should have to do that.
Yeah, and, you know, let me ask you a question. If they got to the point where, let's say, heaven forbid, they were to lose their appeals and so forth, and the authority said, okay, you have to pay up $135,000. And again, this money, 100% of it would be going to the lesbian couple, $75,000 to one, $60,000 to the other. If they got to the point where it was yes or no, and they're not going to do it, would they go to jail? What would happen? What could happen?
Well, that's a hypothetical, so I'm not sure I could answer it right now. But
let's put it this way: they have said that, you know, sorry, but we refuse, you know, but the same reason by which we wouldn't make that cake, we refuse to pay this fine.
Why they're refusing right now is because they really feel that in the administrative law system, they never got their day in court because the people who are hearing their case were so clearly aligned with the LGBT group. So what they really want is to be heard in a normal court system that you and I see on TV,
right,
and not this administrative law system, which allows for some of this, what some might call collusion between the people making the judgments on you and the alignments that they choose to have. So I think that the Kleins are really basing their refusal to pay that fine right now based on the fact that they haven't got their day in court, they believe.
One of the things I found most shocking in talking with them was just the sheer number of complaints that were listed by the lesbian couple, one of which, you know, would be that they lost weight, the other being that they gained weight. But I forgot the exact number. Was it something like 80, more than 80 charges or something like that? More than 80 damages that were caused to this couple because they wouldn't make a cake for them.
Yeah, exactly. You are correct. It was around 80. And I really encourage, if you're interested in this case, in going to Daily Signal and looking at this list of complaints, because I think that was kind of a turning point in this case. You know, you had people who thought it was a little ridiculous. Maybe they were being asked to pay too much. But then when, you know, Daily Signal, when we went forward and published this list of the damages that they're alleging, you really have to question, you know, can a simple, you know, 5-minute conversation or even less cause all this? And, you know, I'll leave that up to the readers to decide, but it is a very long list of damages. It's serious allegations to be accusing Aaron and Melissa Kleins of causing.
Yeah, and I think it really shows how untruthful it is when people say, hey, if we just have, you know, same-sex marriage, what difference does it make to you you know, you who are heterosexual or whatever. Well, this is what we're talking about. This is what difference it makes, is the law. Because marriage involves the law. This is not just some sort of ceremony, you know, involving, even if it's a very public ceremony, it involves the law, and that's the key.
Exactly. It does involve the law. And what, going back to what I said at the beginning of this interview, is that at the time when Aaron and Melissa Klein said, though, we cannot make you a cake for same-sex wedding, same-sex marriage wasn't even legal in Oregon. So the Kleins are being accused of discriminating by refusing to make a cake for a same-sex wedding, when, if you look at it that way, Oregon is really discriminating at the same time against all the people there who did want to get married. They're refusing to, you know, allow them legally to get married. So why are the Kleins being persecuted for this, but the state is not?
That's very true. And then when you look at that list that we were talking about, the 80 plus, you know, items or whatever, can't you turn it around and say, look at the pain and suffering the Kleins are going through? This is just a normal, decent family, 5 children. Husband and wife, you know, they're not wealthy by any means. They had this nice business. Now the business is closed down. She's able to make one or two cakes a month or something. I mean, a week rather, out of her home and deliver them for those who, you know, they're fans. But I mean, she lost her business. They lost their business. He was reduced to going back to driving a garbage truck. Talk about pain and suffering and everything, and yet nobody talks about that side of the equation. It's just crazy.
Yeah, and actually in the lawsuit, the couple who is suing the Kleins tried to collect damages, not just for, these physical and mental emotions that they apparently caused. They also were trying to get damages for the, you know, emotional hardship they have caused on the lesbian couple from the media interviews the Kleins have done and speaking out about the case. And what the Kleins really say to that is, we didn't choose to be in this situation. We did not want to.
Yeah, you forced it on
us. In the
middle
of a lawsuit.
Yeah.
Exactly. And, you know, they have a right, they have a First Amendment right to be able to talk about this. So it was interesting. The judge actually threw out that argument and did not award them damages for anything that the Kleins have said in the media, although they did, the judge did place, actually, it wasn't even the judge. This was placed by Brad Avakian, who isn't a judge. As I said, Brad Avakian is the commissioner of this agency who is suing the Kleins. He told the Kleins they cannot make statements like, I'm going to stand by my religious beliefs, because Brad said, if you make that statement, you're saying that you are not going to serve same-sex couples for their weddings, and therefore you're discriminating against them. But he, you know, to back up these statements, he quoted in the court documents very broad statements that the Kleins were making about their religion. So it's very questionable about, you know, whether or not that conflicts with Aaron and Melissa Klein's First Amendment rights to free speech.
You know, it's fascinating. I mean, from their perspective, not only are they denied the right to practice their religion, but they're also denied by this bureaucrat to practice free speech. So much for the First Amendment.
Exactly. Well, I'll tell you, the Kleins, you know, they've said to me, we're not the people they should have messed with, because they, although that was what was said in these court documents, they refuse to be intimidated by the Oregon Bureau of Labor and Industries. They continue to defend what they believe is their right to speak out about their religion and about the situation they're in and why they choose not to participate in same-sex weddings. So they're not being quiet, as I'm sure you well know.
Sure, and they've also done some kindness to homosexuals, including, I believe, this couple, making the point that we don't, you know, hate anybody. But what they did was they made some of their own beautiful cakes and sent them around to 10 different couples. Not to say we approve of this, but just to say we love you anyway, despite all of this. And that's a fascinating aspect to the story. DailySignal.com to learn the latest about Sweet Cakes by Melissa. We have 20 seconds to wrap up. Kelsey Harkness, how would you like to close?
Well, I would just encourage any of your listeners who are interested in this case to watch the video. We went out there and filmed with Aaron and Melissa Klein and got to know their family and really got through the politics of it into the emotional aspect of what's going on in these cases. They're so politically charged, but at the end of the day, you just have to realize there's people and there's families behind these cases. So I encourage you to go check that out on dailysignal.com.
Okay, Kelsey Harkness from the Heritage Foundation, thanks so much for being with us. All the best.
Thank you, Jerry.
Okay, bye-bye.